goal. If you just keep dialing those numbers, we have a few minutes. No, we have less than a minute for you to get that pledge in. So please do it now. And stay tuned for more of the Incomparable Radio Zine on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
Coming up on your Thursday morning, we've got flashpoints coming your way in about 15 minutes. Today, an in-depth look at the U.S. nuke deal with Iran. And the big media fails to tie hundreds of civilian casualties in Yemen to the U.S. and U.S. intelligence. At 11 on Between the Covers, local author Patsy Kullberg talks about her new novel, Girl in the River, a portrait of the intimate lives of women during one of the most corrupt periods in Portland history. And then at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, the director of the Northwest Animation Festival discusses the future of independent animation in Oregon and around the world. But stay with us. Up next is Chris Andre hosting Air Cascade. Headlines, interviews, and commentary on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, a three-day event from September 11th through 13th. The keynote speaker for this 20th anniversary celebration will be Mr. Les Pee Wee Harrison. And other speakers include Imani Muhammad, Mike Crenshaw, Jamo Greenidge, and more. That's Oregon Black History Heroes and Legends, September 11th through 13th at venues across Portland. Location, speakers, and more information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, September 10th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And what makes all that happen? You do. You are the source and the reason for all of this that you hear right now, throughout the day, all night long, and on into the future. But only on into the future. Thanks to people who call that number, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Just want to get a little bit of housekeeping out of the way before we kick off this incredible show. We are very fortunate. Air Cascadia has been very, very fortunate over the years to have some incredible guests. We've had guests who are very well known, like today's guest, Dr. Carl Grossman, professor of journalism at SUNY, and the author of Cover Up, But You're Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power and the Wrong Stuff, the Space Program's Nuclear Threat to Our Planet. You'll be joining us in just a moment after we first make sure that you have that number, 877-500-5266. Think about it. That's an environment. That's a habitat. The airwaves are a habitat, and we all inhabit those airwaves. We all take part in this extraordinary adventure that we are all launched upon. Our guests are part of those inhabitants. You, the listener, and you, of course, especially the member, we want to thank all the members and all those new members who are going to join during this program. Well, there are a couple, just a very, very few headlines. First, I want to say many, many thanks to Carl for joining us today. First off, I want to stress that the BC Environmental Appeal Board has ruled the province, British Columbia, failed to properly consult the Fort Nelson First Nations. What happened was that they did not apply adequate scientific modeling when they went ahead and signed off on a long-term water withdrawal license for, wait for it, Nexen. That's right, Nexen. That's the company, of course, that we know in July 17th, allowed millions upon millions of gallons of bitumen, the dirtiest kind of oil coal from Alberta tar sands fields, that was spewed into the ancestral lands and waters of the Athabascan Chippewa First Nations people. These people are now, Nexen is now in British Columbia, attempting to get regulatory agencies to sign off on the same practices. Okay, so this was the worst forest fire we've ever seen. Hundreds of thousands of acres were devastated. Brenna Bell will be joining us next week to talk about what fire really is and what it really does once you subtract the fear factor from it, and also subtract the factor that human beings are no more important than any other species on the planet. We have no more rights and privileges than anything else, and we have to take that into consideration, factor that in when we consider the effects and the long-term results of the catastrophic fires that we've seen this year. Catastrophic for us, maybe, not so much for other creatures. The ACLU hit the new hires and ricocheted around the country recently. City Council in Springfield, Oregon recently opposed the appointment of a minister to a police advisory committee because, that committee did not need, another minority element. Yeah, that's right. That's what we really don't need here in Portland, is another minority element in it. And economic reform is a topic heating up as we get closer to selecting nominees for the next president. So we're going to be talking very soon about public banking and Bernie Sanders. So there is more, and we will try to get that up on the KBOO website ASAP, but it's way more important now to have, because we have the opportunity right now to hear from Carl Grossman, professor of journalism, as I said before, at SUNY. And he's been, well, when we talk about nuclear energy, what we're talking about is the destruction, not just of climate, not just of a particular environment, not just Alberta's boreal forest. No, this is the entire planet. When we talk nukes, we're talking in planetary terms. And good morning, Carl. Thank you so much. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you.
Well, this is absolutely incredible. If you, listener, have not heard of the linear no threshold basis of radiation protection that we've been using now for decades, and instead, this is like, instead we're going to have radiation hormesis. That's kind of like, let's all believe in phlogiston. No more air. We got phlogiston instead. Or you name it. This really does echo some kind of bizarre medieval premise. Radiation hormesis. Can you talk first about what we've had and now what they're proposing that we have instead?
Well, what we've had for decades, since the 50s, is what you mentioned, this linear no threshold basis, which holds that there's no threshold. Back in the late 40s, and after the Manhattan Project developed nuclear technology, there was thinking that, below a certain threshold, a certain limit, radioactivity didn't hurt. I mean, giving these folks a benefit of the doubt, when scientists and others were exposed to radioactivity in this period, when it was at a low level, they didn't drop dead in the gutter immediately. So they figured, well, maybe there is a threshold. But then come the 1950s, it was realized that with low doses of radioactivity, what occurs is that there's an incubation or latency period before the radioactivity manifests in illness and death, cancer in particular, and then adopted in this country in the 50s and all over the world. And by the United Nations, the standard then became the linear no threshold, that there's no threshold, and any amount of radioactivity is dangerous, can cause illnesses and death. And this, if it's a small amount, there's a small chance. If there's a moderate amount, there's a moderate, and so forth and so on. What this radiation hormesis theory holds is that radioactivity is good for you. I mean, these nuclear enthusiasts who have gone to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and are asking it right now to eliminate the linear no threshold basis and adopt hormesis, what these nuclear proponents would argue is that radioactivity is good for you. It's so outrageous. I mean, they're not saying let's get rid of no threshold and establish a threshold below which we'll claim that there's no big effect. To go back to the way it was 60-70 years ago, what they're saying is much worse, that radiation is good.
So maybe they'll be able to sell Americans radiation. That would be the obvious next step, is getting people to pay for it. We can have hormesis smoothies and things like that. Hormesis yoga classes where you bask in the glow of radiation. This obviously comes down to money, right? Because the debate over Yucca Mountain still rages, and of course, the problem of where we put the spent nuclear fuel, that's still a problem, and this is costly. And of course, the powers that be can't have that unless it's costly to America, to so-called consumers. We used to be citizens, now we're consumers. The idea, I would imagine, is if on the basis of follow the money, that this is another way of getting radiation to be absorbed into the ecosphere. And I want to ask you something regarding environmental justice, which I know that is of great concern to you. Are there any plans that you know of to ship this healthy radiation to third world countries and somehow get them to believe that this is some form of U.S. aid?
Well, in terms of environmental justice or environmental racism, as I've written for years, people of color all over the planet, including in this country, the United States, are the biggest victims of pollution, in particular nuclear pollution, radioactive pollution. The Savannah River facility, where a big federal government facility in South Carolina, where a lot of nuclear activities take place, that happens to be in a heavily African-American area. There is this connection. But what we're talking here is just... Well, I teach environmental journalism at the State University of New York, College at Old Westbury, and one of my courses, teach it every semester, environmental journalism, and I use as a text, great book by John Stauber and Sheldon Rampton called Toxic Sludge is Good for You. And they get that title from some PR company, which was representing a company that was producing a lot of toxic sludge. The way they were going to try to help the company, they were going to try to project the image of this company, was by selling the notion that toxic sludge is good for people, good for you. This is a nuclear counterpart of that. These folks who have been behind nuclear technology, going back to the Manhattan Project, have been at one point, and in fact I mentioned this in my piece push for people to believe that radioactivity is good for you, which is running this week on Counterpunch. Just listeners can just go to counterpunch.org, and you can see the whole piece. And in the piece, I quote...
Hang on a minute. Before we get to that, we have to leave people to their own devices at this point. We're fresh out of time because this is, in fact, Membership Drive. We've been listening to Carl Grossman. We are so fortunate to have him back on the show today. There's a lot to talk about. Now you know the word hormesis. Watch out for that. We will put all of those links on the KBOO website so you can go and find out for yourself. This is what your membership... participation in KBOO pays for. This is what you get for your money. This and so much more. We've got all kinds of wonderful people out there, friends, associates, people that we really think of as family, ready to tell you about KBOO, the KBOO experience, and why that is perhaps one of the most valuable media experiences that money could possibly buy at this point in history. We've got, I believe, Will and...
Rolf.
And Rolf, okay, Will, Rolf, I'm so glad that you're here.
I can't see you,
but I can hear your voices. And two of the most recognizable voices on the KBOO airwaves, I might say. Those airwaves brought to you by 877-500-5266. How easy is that? 877-500-5266. Well, Rolf, tell us more about that, what that number brings you.
Well, it brings you the amazing radio station that is KBOO. When you pledge your support or your donation to KBOO, you're keeping something going that's an incredibly valuable asset to Portland. It is almost the beating heart of Portland. In my opinion, the best elements of Portland are represented in KBOO. And as usual, Chris has a phenomenal show. It's only 15 minutes long, but it's jam-packed full of information and great guests. And I know Chris also works incredibly hard on her show. I'm around here when she's getting her show ready. And the passion and drive she puts into it is incredible. And you can say thank you for her commitment and her work by dialing 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. There's another way you can do this, though, is you can come down to our wonderful facility, the radio station right here on Southeast 8th and Burnside. We're very easy to find. It's Southeast 8th and Burnside. We're 20
Southeast 8th. We're right across from the Imago Theater.
And yep. Don't forget to. You don't even have to get out of bed to do it. You don't even have to open your eyes. You just stick your hand up, get your little finger ready, and click on that button on the KBOO website. And become a member right now online. It just could not be easier.
Yep, but it is incredibly important. As easy as it is, it's incredibly important you do this. And if you come into our radio station right now, you can meet the absolutely lovely and nutty Sam. He's working at the front desk, and he can give you a tour of the station. You can see what's going on here, meet some of the people involved, and actually participate in what is a great community radio station. We're not underwritten by the Ford Foundation or Sarah and Jessica, whatever. We are...